darkness and light, all is touched by grace. Be not afraid. Take courage. Do not fear. Other than the abundant words affirming God's love and mercy, the most consistent theme in the Bible is do not be afraid. I feel compelled to remind us of this at least once a year, for I need to be reminded. To Moses, sent to free his people from slavery, God said, "Fear not, for I go with you." To Elijah, fleeing for his life, the angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid." To the Jews in captivity in Babylon, God said, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God." To the teenager who found herself pregnant with the Son of God, the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." To his grieving followers, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. I will not leave you orphaned and comfortless." According to rabbinic tradition, Haggai was among the last of the Hebrew prophets. Haggai took God's message to the children of Israel after their release from captivity in Babylon. They returned to find their homeland in ruins, the temple, God's dwelling place, utterly destroyed. Haggai looked around at the people restoring their own homes and not doing anything to rebuild the temple, and he called them on their negligence. Prior to its destruction, the temple had been the epicenter of Jewish cultural and spiritual identity. The imposing structure was a visible and tangible reminder of God's presence among the people. Without the temple, the people lost sight of their core values of their faith: praise and worship for the God who set them free, and care for each other in heart, mind, and soul, as one cares for oneself. Without the temple, the people felt abandoned by God, and they in turn abandoned their commitment to their faith and tradition. God, the Lord of hosts, spoke through Haggai to remind the people that God had been with them in captivity and God had set them free. Furthermore, temple or no temple, God was still present in them. From Haggai's story, we can glean that there were those who felt that if the temple could not be rebuilt to its former glory, well then, why bother? Those who said, "Play by my rules, or I'm not playing." Haggai stood at the edge of the temple site and pointed to the underfunded and behind schedule building project and said, "What? Is this nothing in your sight?" Haggai was not simply condemning his people for failing to rebuild the temple building. He was calling them to account for failure to commit to rebuilding their community and their faith. Haggai called his people to reclaim their story. The God of the temple is their God. The God who had interceded in their past and brought their people out of Egypt would act again on their behalf and fill their house of worship with new splendor. God said, "My spirit abides among you. Do not be afraid." What is your story? Does your story tell you, "Do not be afraid"? A few years ago, I had the privilege of hearing Bruce Feiler, author of Walking with Jesus and the Secrets of Happy Families, lecture on family narratives. When writing The Secrets of Happy Families, Feiler set out to answer the question, what is it that happy families do right? He found that three themes reoccur in happy families. First, happy families adapt and change all the time. Second, well-run families talk a lot. Third, happy families have fun together. They go out and play and make positive memories. While researching the things that happy families should talk about a lot, Filer came across some fascinating studies. The number one predictor of a child's well-being is how well they know their family history, how well they know their story. There are three basic types of family narratives: ascending, descending, and oscillating. An ascending narrative, things just keep getting better. A rags to riches family narrative. The prophet Haggai prophesied to people who felt trapped in a descending narrative. Some of them remembered the good old days of Solomon's temple, but then disaster struck and they were hauled off to captivity in Babylon. And things, they only got worse when they returned to find their homeland in ruins. An oscillating narrative is a story that looks like real life. People have good days and bad days. People fail. Sometimes they fail big. But those same people work hard, pray hard, and with the help of those who care for them, they return to wholeness. There is darkness. There is light. Life is messy. Life is delicious. Filer implored us, no, he begged us, to tell our children our whole story. The good, the bad, and while there may be times to spare those we love, the ugly, we need to lay claim to and proclaim the truth of our lives. What happens to the young woman who is kicked out of her Ivy League school for cheating if all she has ever heard about are the grand successes of her ancestors and her siblings? How will she ever imagine a way to come back from her failure? What if she knew her father had been fired from his first job? What about the boy who only hears stories about his no-account grandfather and his good-for-nothing father? What kind of future does he see for himself? Is he hopeful or fearful of growing into manhood? When a person knows that life is neither all good nor all bad, they understand that failure is not the end of the world, and they are grateful for success. This knowledge breeds resilience and a comfort with vulnerability that is the foundation of committed relationships in families, friendships, and communities. When I first arrived at St. John's, you all talked like a church trapped in a descending narrative. We flood. It is the St. John's way. If you buy into that story, investing your time, energy, and your money in St. John's would seem like a losing proposition. I'm here to tell you that there is more to that story. St. John's has been here serving this part of Maryland for over 325 years. Did St. John's disappear after the first and the second and the third church building burned down? No. Did we give up when the United States became a nation and we were no longer a part of the Church of England? No. When our bell tower blew over and our church was damaged in a storm, did we give up?
No.
No, thank you very much. Our narrative doesn't look like this. It looks like this. Your vestry and other dedicated volunteers are working hard to lift St. John's out of the wet trough in which we are presently waiting. How will you support them? The path up on the other side is coming into focus. Will you plant seeds for growth and climb up with us? Paths intertwine in the stories of our life. There is darkness, there is light. There is sorrow, and there is comfort. There is adversity and there is prosperity. God is always there. Sometimes shouting, sometimes whispering. I am with you. Do not be afraid. Paths intertwining, darkness and light. All is touched by grace. Be not afraid.